Part 3. During your fast. Chapter 9. Your faith and fasting. You can get into a rut, even if you pray and go to church every week. You can lack the power of God in your life and wonder why you're not seeing deliverance. One of the easiest meals for me to cook is spaghetti, so I cook it all the time. Because of this, my family's starting to get tired of it. Sometimes the same thing happens in our spiritual lives. We attend the same old church services and pray the same old prayers, but we don't put much thought into it. It becomes very mundane, like spaghetti. Fasting breaks you out of your monotony. Fasting is what I call a real faith builder. When I fast, even the church service comes alive. I hear things more clearly and worship is more powerful. When I read the Bible, I'm like, whoa, I never saw that before. One of my favorite verses is Romans 12:1. Romans 12:1, New International Version. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Paul prayed 3 times in 2 Corinthians for God to take away the thorn in his flesh. 3 times isn't much compared to how many times I've prayed for that kind of thing. 2 Corinthians 12:9, New International Version. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. God's grace is all you need. James 5, 17-18, New International Version. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Sometimes we think the heroes of the Bible are superhuman, or somehow just not the same as us. But this passage says otherwise. Elijah was just like us. So why did God give him more favor? I believe it's because he fasted and prayed. He controlled his appetite and made his assignment before God more important. The power of fasting and prayer unlocked a whole new level for him. Every time I read the Bible now, I see something about fasting. The book of Luke talks about fasting as a way to enhance our walk with God and witness. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Joel 2, 25-26, New International Version. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locusts and the young locusts, the other locusts and the locust swarm. Joel 2, 25-26, New International Version. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locusts and the young locusts, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full. And you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. This verse says to me that there are things that are not fair that come along in your life, but that God will restore your years and can turn things around. A perfect example is my husband. He had a very bad childhood. His dad was a drug addict and in jail. His mother was addicted to drugs and died of an overdose of drugs. None of that was fair for him. But I believe that he is the person he is today because of what he went through. It turned out to be a blessing. It's like with Joseph in the Bible. He went from being a slave to prime minister of Egypt. He would never have gotten there if his brothers hadn't sold him into slavery. Sometimes, God will put you into jail so he can take you to your purpose. Genesis 50:20, New International Version. You intended to harm me, but God intended for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. After God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt, they were constantly tempted to turn around and go back. Why would they do this? Why would they willingly go back into slavery? Numbers 11:5, New International Version. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost, also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. It was food. All that they can think about was their stomachs. God has called us not to be ruled by our appetites. If you want to live an abundant Christian life, you must not be a slave to your stomach. Secret fasting. There are certain things that people expect Christians to be, and one is loving. We always say that we are brothers and sisters in Christ and that we love people because we are children of God. Some other things that people assume Christians will do is give to the needy and pray. Those are kind of givens. Even in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 6:3, New International Version, it says, when you give to the needy. It is an assumption that Christians will be giving. It also says, when you pray and when you fast. Again, it is assumed that these will be natural habits when you give your life to Christ. It's funny that it never says when you read scripture, or when you attend Bible study, or when you are meeting with other Christians, or even when you are doing evangelism. When I started to really study fasting, I was so shocked by the number of Christians who have never fasted a day in their life. Fasting is so different than any other acts like giving and praying. Fasting is so different than any other acts like giving and prayer because it's a whole new realm of obedience. It is different because it's up to the believer to pray and ask God how long he will have them do it, how often, and to what extent. There are no clear-cut guidelines in the Bible on how long we should fast or how often. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 16-18 New International Version, the Bible says, "Pray without ceasing." So that is super clear. We should live in a constant mindset and attitude of prayer and communication with God. But there's only one time in the Bible where God commanded a specific corporate fast on a But there's only one time in the Bible where God commanded a specific corporate fast on a specific day of the year. Leviticus 23:27 New International Version. The 10th day of the 16th month is the Day of Atonement. Hold a sacred assembly and deny yourselves and present a food offering to the Lord. The one time a year God commanded the children of Israel to fast is in this verse of Leviticus. Basically, what this verse is saying is that this is a time to deny yourself again of food, not Facebook, not Starbucks, not Netflix. Even though the Bible doesn't lay out many specifics on how often or how long we should fast, it is very clear about something we shouldn't do while we are fasting. Matthew 6:16, New International Version. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received the reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. One misconception about this verse is that it's saying that you shouldn't tell anyone about the fast. When I first read this passage, I thought it was saying that we should go out of our way to be sure no one finds out that we're fasting. If they do find out, my fast would be worthless. But we already know that according to the Old Testament, everyone should be fasting on Yom Kippur, so that wasn't a secret. Everyone knew that everyone else was fasting. Even as modern-day Christians, we often do corporate fasts as a church, so we all know that our friends at a church are fasting with us. In the Old Testament, Esther 4:16, New International Version, says, "Go assemble all the Jews. Do not eat or drink. Me and my maidens will also fast." Again, she is telling everyone that they are going to fast together as a group. In the New Testament, in Acts 14, the church fasted together before they sent Paul and Barnabas out. In the New Testament, in Acts 14, the church fasted together before they sent Paul and Barnabas out. As a church, they fasted, prayed, laid hands on them, and sent them on their way. If someone finds out that you are fasting, it's not a sin. The value of your fast is not destroyed because somebody knows. And there is definitely value in fasting with other believers. Now, what does this passage actually mean? It means that being seen fasting and fasting to be seen are two different things. Fasting to be seen means you are going out of your way to say, "Hey, look at me, I'm fasting." You are going out of your way to make sure everyone knows that you are fasting. When you walk in the room, maybe you are even disfiguring your face to look weak and miserable so people ask you what's wrong. Unfortunately, I am one of those people that wear my heart on my sleeve and everyone sees it on my face when I'm not feeling very well. But I'm not intentionally going around saying, "Oh, I'm dying, poor me." The passage also says, "Anoint your head and wash your face." So basically, even while you're fasting, you get up and do your hair and makeup and look nice. You're making sure that you are taking care of yourself as you usually would. If you run around all the time looking pathetic, no one will ever want to fast. They will think to themselves, "Oh my goodness, look what fasting does to a person. She looks like death. I don't want to do that." Self-denial is a godly practice, and you are denying yourself with the intention of getting closer to God. So while you are denying yourself, you should have extra joy and gladness and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Recently, one of my friends asked another, "Is Chantel eating today?" And the other replied that I was fasting, and she said, "I'm going to wait to talk to her until she's eating again." This was convicting for me when I heard this. It's an actual problem. When I am fasting, I should be filled with the Holy Spirit more than normal. I'm spending more time in the Word, more time with Him. I should be bubbling over with the Holy Spirit, not being a bear to my friends. Don't get it twisted. There are going to be times in life that you are going to be sad and mourning. In Matthew 5:4, New International Version, the Bible says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." You will be sad at times, but we aren't purposefully being sad to get attention, and you definitely don't want to cause a brother to stumble by seeing you so miserable that they never want to fast.